Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, so like I was saying, he's a YouTube rock star extraordinaire. He's actually just a really smart guy. I've met Grant Hines when we've been down in Cape Town once or twice before, and he always just like, he'll speak to him for a couple of minutes, and then before you know it, he's dropping wisdom like it's hot about content and digital and gaming. And like, before you know it, it feels like you've just graduated from some sort of institution. kind of the case, right, Grant?
Hey, Carmen. That's very kind of you to say. I really appreciate that.
No, but you do. You're so passionate about digital that it seems like, you know, one can have a conversation with you, and before you know it, you've picked up so many different tips and tricks because you are in a relationship with the internet, and you guys know a hell of a lot about each other.
Look, you know, it's hard not to get excited about it. That's how I see it. Like, it's not that I have some special insight, but, you know, if you're passionate and are energized by something or someone, then you know, you just can't stop talking about it. And as I said, I'm in a relationship with the internet, what can I say?
And you really, you know, specifically in a South African context and in a gaming vlogging space, you completely own the space and are navigating, you know, how a lot of South African vloggers are engaging with YouTube or figuring out how to use something like YouTube. Talk to me about this YouTube as a platform. And your immediate sort of feelings towards it in the context of 2016?
Well, I wouldn't say that I own it or anything. There are a lot of people doing very cool things in it, especially in the gaming scene. I think you know, a lot of people are taking hold of the medium and making it their own, which is exciting and awesome. And because it is a relatively new medium, the way people watch it is different. And even in every country, the way people that consume different media vary. So in South Africa, like shows like Suzelle are doing super well because that's what's cool right now. And that's what South Africans are happy to consume from YouTube. That might change. We might be watching a full 24-minute productions in the near future if South Africans are adopting the medium. If internet drops to a really good price, that might be a huge avenue for content creators to start like taking advantage of. So like, it's a very exciting space, and some local YouTubers here aren't even targeting South Africans. They're targeting people in other countries, in which case they're, you know, they're crafting their content in a very different way.
How important is it to know what you want to vlog about walking into YouTube? Or should you just start and do it? I mean, should you have a specific idea of, you know, maybe you want to target people in other countries? What conversation should you have with yourself before you sign up, or should you just sign up?
I think you should definitely just sign up. Well, in two ways. If you know what you're talking about, it is, it's easy just to go. You don't need to know. Let me rephrase this in a way that makes a lot of sense. You need to know what you're going to be talking about. You got to be keen to make really great content, but you don't necessarily have to have all the kinks ironed out. I'd say just go ahead and start, and you'll learn. If you're passionate about content creating, you will learn to make really cool content that resonates with people and resonates with an audience. If not, then if you are passionate about creating content, you're still having a fulfilling time regardless of people are watching it or not, because you're making cool stuff. But it's really important then, if you start picking up an audience, to start looking at what your audience is interested in. For myself, for instance, I'm constantly like getting feedback from my audience as to what they want to watch, what videos I've made that they didn't approve of or didn't like, or like a little bit more than others. And then I will start going, oh, you know what, like it's not only me that's making this content. I have an audience that care about what I'm making. And because I care about that audience, I need to start crafting my content for them. So if you are making your content for yourself, that's great. You might not pick up an audience. You might eventually pick up an audience after a while, but then you've got to start like getting and utilizing a lot of feedback from people that are watching what you're making.
Would you say that every human being is a content creator? You know, with where we're at with digital, with the fact that, you know, basically, I think it's 1 billion people are on Facebook. Are we all content creators now?
Yes and no. So it's very trendy to say that people are all content creators because they can update Facebook statuses and tweets and stuff. But I kind of like to rein it in a bit. I think it's going to be quite normal to have a Facebook status or Facebook account or social media. It doesn't necessarily mean that you are looking to generate an audience or following other than your family. And for that reason, I don't think that you should feel pressurized into going, I need to be a great content creator, or I'm a content creator, I want to make it a huge part of my life. I think that people can opt in and opt out of that. Some people don't have the capacity to incorporate this whole medium of social media into their lives. So they need to think very carefully. Are they consumers of that social media? Are they on Twitter to follow? Or are they on Twitter to create? Or a little bit of both? In which case, then they would be a creator as well. But I think that distinction needs to start evolving, because it's, there was this huge rush that, you know, when I was working at Zupi for a couple of years, everybody was, the buzzword was UGC, like user-generated content. And everybody was like developing their own UGC, or creating platforms where UGC could be a part of their business model. But at the same time, I think that's an unfair burden to put on an audience who's not necessarily there to create. Sometimes they're just there to consume. If you set up a YouTube channel, you can subscribe to YouTube channels and line them up in the evening and eat dinner. And you don't have to have a YouTube. When people go like, oh, I don't want a YouTube account because, you know, I don't want to create videos, that's not what that's for. You know, you can if you want to, but that's not the primary purpose of having an account. And it's the same with Twitter. Some people just want to get their news from it. You know, they want to follow Cliff Central and get the latest broadcast when on their phone while they're in their car. Whereas they don't necessarily have to be their own radio station or have the pressure of creating their own radio station. And that's okay. We should stop putting a lot of pressure on people to be better Instagrammers or better, whatever, like tweeters, but because they're not necessarily content creators. And those spaces are also okay for consumption.
I really like that you're saying that, because one feels sometimes a little bit of pressure to be putting stuff out on different platforms, whether it's Snapchat or YouTube or Twitter, whatever it is. And it is actually, like you were saying, okay to just be the person that maybe watches it or engages with it or feeds back on it. We don't all need to kind of take center stage and be content creators. There's also got to be space for an audience as well.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people want that. You know, they want to be entertained and they want to be in those spaces because that's not a core part of their day. You know, some people are like grinding in the office. They're you know, accountants and financiers. And when they get into the car, they just want to listen to Cliff Central. You know, they don't want to be forced to create something. When they get home, they want people that are passionate about making YouTube videos to be the people that entertain them. Because to be honest, you and I, who are content creators, we need that audience as well. You know, they're watching what we're doing because they enjoy what we're doing, and we don't want to pressurize them necessarily into going like, yo, you need to step up to the plate and start a YouTube channel because you can. You know, it's a click away to have an account. Just think about why you're doing things and what role you want to take in social media as a, you know, as an entity, as an enterprise, because that's going to evolve. And I think it's like when all the bandwidth opened up for television, not everybody decided to put together a TV station,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, and that's an important distinction to make. I think it's going to start when the dust settles. That's going to be a big driving force of digital media. There's going to be a distinct line between content creators and an audience, and you can pick and choose. I think a lot of people feel social media pressure. They're like, oh, I don't want to be on Twitter because, you know, my tweets aren't great or whatever. Just work out how to use these mediums for your own benefit, because they can benefit you, whether you're creating or not.
Absolutely. In the context of someone who is creating, though, talk to me about how you get objective with your stuff. I mean, how do you know when a video is done? How do you know when you've been too self-indulgent with something? How do you take your ego out of the content that you are pre-producing, producing, post-producing, that you're making, you know, as a one-stop shop?
I think it's experience. Like, I've been making content for about 10 years now, like on digital and on television. And I'm in a very fortunate position where I'm not the subject matter of my videos necessarily, or the subject matter of my, I'm incidental to it. I kind of see myself as a waiter in a restaurant going like, hey, have you seen the menu? This thing is amazing. You know, you got to try the roast duck. Or whatever the case is, like that is how I see myself in a digital space. Is that people come to me to go, like, they want to see me play a video game, or they want to see me talk about something, a new phone that has been released. Mm. And I can go, like, hey, check this out, and get hyped about it, you know. When it's very hard, because I think a lot of people are naturally narcissistic, and they watch great bloggers like Casey Neistat or Casper, for instance, and think, you know, I have a lot to contribute because I'm me. And that's not necessarily the case. And you've got to be very critical with yourself if that's what you think you're going to be contributing to the world. Those people are very smart. Casey's videos aren't really about who he is. They're kind of like his contribution to show you how drones work, or what New York City is like, or what going to a juice bar in a big city is, you know, what that experience is like. And even Casper, like, Casper's done a lot of comedic training. His contribution is comedy. Like, he sits down and crafts his videos to the point that they're funny. They're not necessarily about him. Mm-hmm. But if you are a lay viewer, and you just see this big thumbnail with someone's face on it, and you watch the video, and they kind of take up the 90% of the camera time, you think that the video from a playing perspective is about that person. And it's generally not the case. The contribution is always something else that they're bringing to the table. And very few people are famous or are interesting purely because of who they are. Mm. And you might think that you're interesting, but chances are you probably not. And you've got to probably pull yourself away from yourself and go, like, if I was to watch myself do this and I was a different person, would I be interested? Mm. And if the answer is no, that's okay as well. Like, you don't have to beat yourself up. It just means that maybe you should talk about the things that you're passionate about, and those things that you're passionate about aren't necessarily you.
We got time for one final question. 10 years you've been working in this content creation business. What do you think it is that creating content for so many, you know, people in South Africa, in Africa, all around the world, has taught you about people?
Wow, that's a very interesting question. I think actually there's a lot of facets, and a lot of facets of the human race that you learn about making content, because you are making content for other people. And you're making it with other people that are making content. There are lots of different kinds of people in the world, like from the mean people to the supportive people that love what you're doing, to people that are just real with you and can, you know, engage with you, like DM you and go, like, yo, bro, you need to change that. Or what you said there might be racist. Check yourself. You have to do a lot of self-reflection and growth. I think that at the end of the day, yeah, it's a tough thing to say. It's a really good question. I think there are lots of different kinds of people in this world, and they want to hear what you have to say if it's interesting, and if it's a value and a contribution to them.
Yeah.
And you have to dig deep down and see if you are contributing. You know, it's social media is a discussion. So I always like to see Twitter as a physical space. You walk into a room, there are a lot of people huddled around different tables of snacks, and they all have different, there's fashion people over here, and there's gamers over there. Yeah. And sometimes those circles intermingle because they're kind of like related. And you've got to go, when I engage, when I open my voice and I engage in conversation, what is my contribution? And I'm going to be like this very critical, annoying person in the corner, or am I going to build up the people around me, or am I going to build something here that other people can talk about or contribute to their lives? And that's a very important way to see how people are and who those people are in a social media context. You know, it's you've got to choose who you hang out with in those spaces very carefully, because you know, some people are just there to burn the system, and there's other people there to grow it. And you've got to make a big
figure out who's who.
Distinguishment. Yeah. Is that a word? Distinguishment?
Well, it is now. If Ryan Tan says it is, then it is. listen, dude, it's always so insightful speaking to you, and kind of just getting a better idea of, you know, where we're at. We have all this ability to create stuff. What is it that we want to create? So it's always empowering. Grant Hines, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, bro.
Power. There you go. You can keep up with the Grant Hines. Just Google him. He's everywhere on the internet. I don't really need to say much more than that. But specifically, his YouTube is so rock star. You got to go check out his channel on YouTube. That there is a Grant Hines live from Cape Town talking to you about whether you're a content creator, whether you're not a content creator. It's okay if you're not a content creator. If you are a content creator, giving you some guidelines on how to get it going. A very, very cool chat there. Hillman on CliffCentral.com.